From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the desk of biologist Kathleen Sace, birders reliably see marbled godwits each winter at Tokeland Marina. Along the Pollux River, godwits roost on buildings along the water when not feeding on intertidal flats. Godwits also feed on Leadbetter Point's extensive flats and occasionally on the ocean beaches and elsewhere on Willapa Bay. These large shorebirds have bills more than 6 inches long, which they plunge deep into soft sediments, foraging for buried invertebrates. They breed in several Canadian provinces, where they nest in marshy areas. Some populations also nest in eastern Montana and North Dakota. They winter along both coasts. Godwits are often said to eat ghost shrimp, but a DNA test for shrimp in winter godwits found no trace of this species. In winter, ghost shrimp burrow more than 18 inches and hibernate. This is well beyond the reach of godwit bills. Bar-tailed godwits winter on Indian Ocean shorelines and west to New Zealand. They nest in the Arctic, flying thousands of miles to migrate between breeding and wintering areas. The Alaskan population has one of the longest migration routes, flying 11,000 miles from Alaska to New Zealand and Australia. In breeding plumage, marbled godwits are checkered on the back and belly with buff and dark brown patterns, or marbled, and have striking cinnamon brown underwings. In winter, this coloring softens on the underside to a plain buff belly. Bar-tailed godwits have striking red bellies in breeding plumage, and in winter are gray and white, with streaked backs and white bellies. Add clouds and dim lighting, and look through a flock of godwits for slightly smaller gray rather than buff birds to pick the bar-tails out from among the marbled. Ah, winter birding on Willapa Bay. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.